Craig.
Yeah, I think we can move on pretty quickly, but I would say that, you know, the reason why the first sub-bullet with respect to it being related to the sons of Seth, I think one of the main reasons why that is, some people favor that one versus the second bullet, is that it says in verse 1 that the sons of God married these women. So, I mean, unless we were willing to believe that these angels permanently lived down here on earth to the point where they could actually have a married, consistent, long-term relationship with these women, that would be what would have to be required for that, for this to actually be angels. So I don't know how likely that is, but...
And I haven't heard that explanation of those verses before, so I'm just wondering, can angelic beings reproduce with men?
In the Gospel of Matthew, we see Jesus kind of answering that question for us. In Matthew 22 and beginning verse 29, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven." So here, there's none of this marriage. There's nothing. Angels are, if you will, they're not able to reproduce, if you will. Because, I mean, if you think of man, he reproduces, and sin fell upon all men. But when angel fell, each other angel had to make their own decision and followed Satan. So that's one way to look at it. And just another look, how they became mighty. We read later on in Genesis 10 how... Just, no, just abbreviate. Verse 8, it says, "And Cush begat Nimrod, and he began mighty one in the earth." Now, we also know that there's giants born. I know when I was younger, if you will, I noticed around me I was one of the tallest people. But when I look around at a lot of you guys are getting even bigger. And I mean, I stood above the crowd quite often. There wasn't too many bigger. But you just look, there's more and more getting bigger. I mean, that's just an observation, and even people before me say the same thing.
Real quick on the wives. I think the word wives there can actually be women. So they don't have to have the meaning of marriage in verse 2. But I think the Hebrew can go either way. It doesn't have to be translated wives. It could be woman. And just to the other thing, I might have mumbled over it, but the other idea is that these demons possessed the women and led into this promiscuous behavior. So they're still evil. It doesn't have to be the marriage and the breeding, whatever you want to call it, of demons. It could have just been possession or something like that.
Yeah, we talked about Jude, but we didn't actually read it. Can we just read that real quick? "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day." And just in that verse, I think, because our brother over here, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, he had said about Satan. But what we see in this verse, which is this one idea that's proposed, that it, you know, that these angels that fell were the demons that were the sons of God. If indeed this was what had happened, the key to note here is that there was angels that fell, that left their own habitation. We know that. And they're reserved in everlasting chains. That's not Satan and his demons, because Satan is free currently. These angels who fell are currently bound in everlasting chains. Mm-hmm. They're different. So if that is the case here, whatever, but nevertheless, this is a different group.
Okay. And I'll just perhaps summarize what we're saying by suggesting that this is another one of those areas where honest interpreters of the scriptures are trying to fit together various scriptures from other parts of the Word of God. The verse in Matthew is used to help support one, you know, interpretation. The verses in Jude and in 2 Peter 2, which have a similar statement, are used to help support the second viewpoint or something like it. And this is one of those areas where we try to understand what the scriptures might mean. And we are using the scriptures to try to explain these scriptures in Genesis. We don't want to just make things up and fancifully guess what might have happened. We're trying to use the scriptures to relate what could be taking place. And it's one of those areas where we have to acknowledge, you know, some think this, some commentators, some Bible students see it this way, some Bible students see it that way. And they're probably, you know, for one, each if you will, side of the discussion. You know, one, the various verses that we're referring to are used to answer the other side, you know. So it's good to acknowledge what we think the scriptures might be saying and to have a scriptural reason why we think they might be saying that. And then we probably just have to move on. I don't mean only we have to move on now, but just to accept the fact that there are a couple of different viewpoints, and these are held by honest students of the scriptures. And it's good to understand one another's, try to understand why the other thinks what might be different from ourselves.
Okay, we can then move on. If you read verses, and I'm going to read this for sake of time, verses chapter 6, verses 11 and 12, I read them. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And, you know, this jumps out at me. And the thoughts that I've got here would be, obviously it was corrupt before God, it was filled with violence. And as I read this, we relate it to what's going on today. And we all know this, that violence is a very prominent feature in our society today. And one thing that I'm going to share with you is that I have some concerns. We even get entertained by violence. And that bothers me. I mean, I think that that's something that we need to be sensitive to, that look at many of the best-selling movies and stuff like that, and videos that people look at. Oftentimes, there is an element of violence in it. So we need to be conscious of this. This is a feature of today, which was also a major feature back then, prior to the actual flood. Comments before we move on?
Sounds a lot like the Roman Empire with the...
Sounds a lot to me like the Roman Empire at the time when Christ was here. Mm-hmm. You had the Colosseum, and you had gladiator battles and all, chariot races and all that thing going on. People entertained by violence.